involve all the staff?
Well, I intend to have 7 or 8 sessions.
What's the timescale on this?
To involve everyone by the end of next month.
Mm-hmm. So what's the next step?
Well, before I can finalise the arrangements, I need a list of Buckler's key people.
I'll prepare a list this afternoon.
Great. Then we can liaise and we should have a schedule by Tuesday.
Good. We're also going to organise a big event for everybody. I'd like it to be fun, so if anyone has any ideas, I would be extremely grateful.
Perhaps Nikos and I could work on this together.
That's an excellent idea. Anyway, let's not forget that it is likely that there'll be a few problems in the short term. But the chances are there won't be too many personality clashes in the long run. I'm confident that with careful handling, the process will be pretty smooth. Now, our aim is to make the move as smooth as possible. What's happening with the office space, Erika?
Well, everything is going according to plan. We expect to be ready on schedule.
That's great. Where are we with the revised department structure?
That's under control too. We just need to put in the finishing touches.
Fantastic. Great work, everyone. Now, Nikos, tell us about your plans.
Thanks, Carmen. Well, as we know, a lot of mergers are unsuccessful because of a two-camps mentality.
To a certain extent, this is inevitable.
Yes, but we hope to reduce problems to a minimum.
I agree. So, where does this leave us?
Well, over the next few weeks, I plan to hold a series of small meetings, say, over coffee, where people can meet informally and develop a relationship.
That's a good idea. They'll get to know each other before working together. How long will it take to